Okay, we are ready. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. I do not have the agenda in front of me because I'm not at home. But anyway, I believe the only items on the agenda are the initial approval of two requested hangar leases. And so with that, I'll turn it over to you, Lance.
Sure. So the first item was a 4A hangar for Doug Lystra. And then Mr. Lystra is looking at wanting to lease site A4 for a hangar construction. He did contact staff on February 10th, 2022 about it. He wants to build a 48 by 48 foot hangar. Doug is looking to use a wood hangar for the hangar structure. He actually will be by later to drop off some plans, so he's ready to roll. I just need a recommendation from the committee for a lease to go before council.
I recommend that we give Doug the standard platform lease, boilerplate lease that we all have, so we can get this ball rolling for him.
I have a quick question before you make that recommendation. I just want to make sure I understand. A4 is up next to Brett Taylor's new hangar?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Was that a motion, Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved. Okay, let's proceed with the next lease.
That was fast. Next one is item 4B, Hangar J for Jim Sievers. This one is going to take a little bit more in-depth here. So on February 11th, also, airport staff was contacted by Jim Siever about building a hangar at the Newport Municipal Airport. Jim wants to build a 50 by 50 foot hangar. Jim hasn't decided yet if it's going to be metal or wood for the hangar structure. But before a 7460 can be submitted to the FAA, a request for a pen and ink change to the airport layout plan will need to be submitted. Jim is aware that a pen and ink change is a requirement, basically because the spot is hangar site, the old hangar site J. I did reach out to fire and to the community development. There is no issue with a hangar being built near the underground fire hydrant as long as it's 5 feet away, which it should be. So we would need to submit just the pen and ink change probably at the same time with the 7460 to move that forward. But I would just need a recommendation from the committee for a land lease for site J for Jim Sievers.
So I have a comment. Lance, when you say pen and ink change, what specifically is that? What does that entail?
Sure. So basically we have the airport layout plan from the master plan. On the site where all the box hangars are at right now, that is showing just an open spot with nothing in it. It doesn't say anything for aeronautical development, doesn't show any, you know, future aeronautical development or anything like that. So we just need to have our engineer on record put a little box in there with a little taxi lane, submit that to the FAA so that they can update the ALP showing that that area is, you know, we're going to have a building in that area for any future layout plan. So that's what a pen and ink change means.
You don't anticipate any feedback or balk from the FAA? Like, this isn't going to be a six-month procedure, is it?
I would love to say that it should not be a six-month procedure. It should be pretty straightforward because there was, I guess, you know, an old maps provided by Jim Shaw that there was a hangar site J there. It doesn't look like it's going to impede any future development. The only concern that I did have with it that I talked with Mr. Sievers about is any aircraft taxiing out from that row when it turns will, you know, he'll have prop wash in the hangar, but he didn't think that that was any concern for him. So I don't really see any potential issue from the FAA to delay a pen and ink change.
Okay, thank you, Lance.
Mm-hmm. I got just a quick question, yeah. 50 by 50, I'm sure that you guys have looked at this, and I'm sure that Mr. Tokos has looked at this too. Can a 50-foot deep hanger go there? Because aren't those all about 40-foot deep hangers, or are they 50s?
I can kind of answer that, Dan. When Jim first was talking about this, he had 100-foot tape, and he wants everything uniform. He wants his hanger to look just like ours so we can keep it all uniform. It's not a problem. And I think it's actually 45. He just threw in another 5 feet, but exactly what we have will fit in where he's at with about 4 to 5 feet on either fence side, which would be to the west and to the north of his proposed hangar. So that would not be an issue.
And it won't be forward of the hangar row now.
No.
So he'll be able to set it. Okay, yeah, great.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion we approve, move forward with Jim Seaver's lease and proposal to build a hangar in Hangar J.
I'll second.
Okay, Dan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Passed.
Wait on them. Oh, sorry.
Okay, if there is no other business, we'll adjourn the meeting.
I don't have anything, just those two items.
Well, right. This is exciting because this is what... This is a main goal of the airport committee is to it's to foster growth and development. And these two guys are serious. So I appreciate everybody's effort on this.
Not a problem.
I'm glad we got it.
I'll let them know that the committee approved or made the recommendation to approve a lease. I will get these leases on a city council meeting as soon as I possibly can. I think the next meeting agenda is probably pretty full, but I'll see if I can squeeze it in either the beginning of April or the second meeting in April.
Lance, well, we appreciate that effort to get that squeezed through real quick. So thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Meeting's adjourned. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks,
guys.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good job. Good job, Mr. Chairman.
Goodbye.
Told you the fastest meeting ever.
Okay. So we have to stop. So
yeah, touch this.